At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. This right here, the Odd Couple, the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be disappointed. Lots to get into on a Trash Talking Tuesday. And speaking of trash talkers, let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
How are you? Is that me? Am I a trash talker?
I think you'd like that.
I do
that
like
designation.
It.
Yes. If you're writing,
good.
You're ripping.
That's
if
right.
If you're talking, you're trash.
I like that. All right. All good. What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm great.
I am trashing somebody today, Chris.
Hey, I got to hear it. Who?
Trashing the NFL.
There it is. Oh, really?
And not why you think. You would think what? Why? If I said the NFL
the first
right away,
thing that came to mind was the new rule.
Nope.
The kickoff.
That's not it.
Let me think. NFL. Christmas Day?
Yes.
Well,
come on, Chris.
They've been doing that, though. It's not new.
It's Wednesday. It ain't even a day that they play football. Come on. That's rubbing it in the NBA. Chris.
Well.
Now, look. If it was Sunday or Monday or even Thursday, it's Wednesday night, Chris. They don't even play games. Why are they altering the schedule for the players to play on a day they never play on? I'm dead serious.
Well, look. Obviously, Christmas Day, from a sports perspective, used to belong to the NBA.
But the
NFL has taken it, Rob.
But you see what I'm saying about Wednesday. If Christmas was on Sunday, Chris, or Monday, they could justify it because they play on those days during the year. But a Wednesday? A Christmas doubleheader on a Wednesday?
You.
That's messed up.
But it's just like, it's a flex. They
it's
know
a flex.
They can do it, right? And I think they're looking at it, Rob, like, because I get where you're coming from. I think they're saying, look, we play on, you know, Thanksgiving is our day.
But we never.
Let's take over Christmas.
But a Wednesday football game? Chris.
I hear you, man.
Have you ever heard of a Wednesday football game?
Just now.
Yeah, okay.
All right, well, we'll get into that and much more. We got Ephraim Salaam. We'll ask him about it, former NFL offensive lineman. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. The iCouple crew in full effect. The super producer, Rob G, is in the house. On the ones and twos, our man Mark Ramsey in for the ever vacationing DJ Alex Teichert. Kevin Wyatt is on the updates and on social media in for Elijah the Man, Sagar Patel. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Let's start with the NFL. And we talked about it last week. There were rumblings, kind of like, you know, little drops, droplets, if you will, of reports where people were saying, hey, maybe the Cowboys won't give Dak the big extension. The reports, Rob, remember about a month or two ago that Dak wanted $60 million. They were feeling themselves, even though they went out meekly in the playoffs. I guess Dak and his crew thought they had all the leverage, and they're saying $60 million. Yeah, we want to set the market, $60 million. And now, reportedly, there is an official report or something with more substance behind it, Rob, and that is coming from Ian Rappaport, and he says that both sides now understand that Dak Prescott will not get the long-term lucrative extension. If this is true, then Dak and Mike McCarthy, we talked about his coaching staff, Rob, Mike Zimmer, who's the new defensive coordinator, got a one-year deal. Think about that. A new job? I get McCarthy being on the last year of his deal. You hired somebody for 1 year. So clearly, Rob, a prove-it year. And doesn't mean they're totally done with Dak Prescott if they don't win the Super Bowl or go deep. But certainly they're saying, let's see what you got this year before we pony up $60 million a year in a long-term deal. So, Rob, what are your thoughts?
I'm a little shocked. Because the Cowboys have been doing it wrong so often, Chris. They always get it wrong. And I think finally, if you're a Cowboys fan, you got to feel good about this. Now Jerry might cave, Chris, at the last. If he doesn't cave,
right,
I'm talking
thing.
About because Jerry's known to cave.
And this could be some type. I mean, they do say it's mutual, but it could be some type of, you know, throwing it out there to the media.
Right. You know what I'm saying.
What people think and all that. Yeah.
But if this is ironclad and this is what's going to happen, then Jerry Jones, the Cowboys organization, should be applauded. Because I told you before, Chris, I would not give them $60 million. I'm tired of looking at these guys where they're getting paid for the position rather than the person. And that's what Dak would have been. Not that he didn't deserve a contract or, you know, the going rate, but he should be a higher paid quarterback than Patrick Mahomes? No. I don't care when Patrick signed his contract, Chris. He right. could have signed it 4 years ago.
Because they keep redoing it, you know.
Right. I still wouldn't think that Dak deserves it. And he wet the bed in the playoff game. He's got a terrible playoff record. And this has happened over and over. And let the guy earn it. If he leads you to something, Chris, you get to the NFC Championship game for the first time since, what, 95 or 96, yeah. whatever it is, then sign the guy. Let's see. But I wouldn't do it. Make him prove it, and then you got McCarthy on a short leash, you have Dak on a short leash, and guess what? Things don't happen, Chris. Make some moves. So I love this all the way up and down. This is a prove-me contract for Dak. I think he does need to prove that he's worthy of such a deal. I don't care what the ramifications are. We saw what Denver did with Wilson. I mean, they just said, we don't care. We don't care what the damage is to our salary. We don't care. We're just not going to go that route. And in this case, I think the Cowboys are making the right move.
Yeah, and look, obviously, and I'm sure you agree with this, Dak Prescott is playing better right now than Russell Wilson.
So no,
it's not
I'll give you
type
that
of situation.
But Russ has won big games and Dak.
Yeah,
has.
But that's in the past, different. I mean, he's 35 now, you know, and we'll see this year in Pittsburgh how much he's got left. But I think that's different. It's a different type of situation from that. I do think Dak is a franchise quarterback, Rob. I think he's proven. I think he played well last year. Now, he wet the bed, as you say, in the playoffs. There's no doubt. He wasn't the only one. Micah didn't make an impact. I mean, their whole defense was a joke. I mean, they all were bad in the playoffs. But he did have a very good season, arguably his best ever. And I think, like I said, he's a franchise quarterback. If I'm the Cowboys, I'm not ready to move on from Dak. But from a financial perspective, Rob, I think, and maybe even from an inspirational or motivational aspect, I get it. I get it. You and I have always said, you know what? If you know you want a guy, you might as well pay him now because it's only going to get more expensive.
It doesn't go down. The price doesn't go down, right?
Well, but I think that could be changing, and that's why I agree with what the Cowboys are looking at doing here because, Rob, Dak reportedly wanted $60 million, right? So let's say a five-year, $300 million deal is what he was eyeing. 4 years, what would that be? 240 or something to that effect. Let's say, Rob, and I think this is very realistic. Let's say the Cowboys go out next year, get to the second round, get beat. Dak's okay. He's fine. He's not as bad as he was this year in the playoff game, but, you know, he doesn't lift them. They lose. If he's a free agent, Rob, do you think even one team is offering him $60 million a
year? No.
Right. And that's where Kirk Cousins, who, while he's not viewed as good as Dak Prescott is, I think they're very close. I think Dak might be a little better, maybe. But, you know, he's viewed as being a slightly higher level quarterback than Kirk Cousins. But Kirk Cousins, Rob, and I get he's coming off injuries, a little older. Rob, he got $45 million this year. So I think if Dak, under the scenario I painted, second round exit, he plays fine. I think if he enters the market next year, Rob, is he getting offered $52 million-ish annually? And I think the Cowboys see that. And I think they're saying, you know what? If he plays well, if we don't see anything from Trey Lance in practice or any other option out there, we'll go that route. And heck, if he leads us to the Super Bowl or really close, then we'll up him. We'll re-up him for sure.
Or he bottoms out and doesn't play well. You know what I mean?
If he plays poorly, you're right. Then maybe they'll let him go. But you see what I'm saying? I don't think Dak's – when Lamar Jackson was free, who's better than Dak, obviously. Rob, teams weren't willing, and I think some of them made mistakes, the Jets and teams like that.
Yeah, but I think there was collusion there.
Whatever. They weren't willing to break the bank for him. And I certainly don't think they're going to be willing to do that for Dak Prescott. So I think even, Rob, from a financial perspective, because I would want to keep Dak. But I think financially, it could make more sense for them to just, you know, see what the market bears. And depending on how he plays this year, you'll either pay him market value. But I think the market value will be less than what he reportedly is asking for. So I think it works out for them in that regard.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Dak fan. I think he's the I talk about it all the time. He's the known. I'm not afraid of the unknown sometimes. And he's going to have to prove to me that he can get them there. I'm just not convinced. It's not like he's been in – I think he's been in, what, 8 playoff games for the Cowboys?
He's 2-5.
7 playoff games.
Yeah.
That's a good sample size. That's not a corner of a sandwich. That's a sandwich. You know what I mean?
No, it is. And my view, Rob, is I mean, we talked about this on First Things First the other day. Do I think Dak's going to win a Super Bowl within the next 5 years? I said no. Now I'm not saying he can't, but I said no. Some people might say, well, then get rid of him. Let him go. This is 1 year, and then you let him go. I'm of the perspective that, you know what? There's a value to being relevant. There's a value to being in the mix every year. It's painful in the moment, Rob, when you keep getting beat midway or deep into the playoffs. But there's still a value there. It's a business. Every team doesn't win. Rob.
But not for Jerry Jones.
Would the Utah Jazz die to go back to the Malone-Stockton era? Yes,
of course, though they never won it. But the difference here, Chris, and I hear you about being relevant.
You get what I'm saying.
But Jerry Jones is in a different place. I mean,
he's all talk.
Jerry Jones is in a different place.
About that, he'd make some changes, Rob. If he really wanted Super Bowl over anything else, he'd start shutting his mouth. I really believe that. He runs his mouth too much. His goal is to make the Cowboys valuable, which he's done very well, to have the spotlight on him, be the face of the franchise, talk and be popular and be talked about him and the Cowboys on all the talk shows. And that's what he's done. I think he wants a Super Bowl, of course, but I think it's secondary to his ego. Personally, that's my personal view.
Yeah, I still think he wants one. And at some point, I mean, I don't know how much time. The clock is ticking. It's loud. It's loud. I don't know what Jerry's doing.
You ain't got to go that far, man.
I'm sorry.
Just leave it at one loud.
Okay, it's loud.
You had to be like,
I can't even sleep at night. It's so loud. You know, it's keeping me up at night.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Cowboys reportedly not going to extend Dak. He's got 1 year to prove his worth. What are your thoughts? You're next. Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
All right, Ramon in Indianapolis, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, buddy? How are you?
All right, doing good. How are you two, my favorite gentlemen, doing? And I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I'm just conflicted in sports, period. There's a thing, and I'm a science major, and there's a thing called the law of diminishing returns. And I think that you're going to see that in these quarterback positions. You already see that in basketball. Chris Paul's making $40-some million a year. What has he done? What has he done? Chris Paul is making 40-something million.
Well, we get it. The last couple of years of a guy's deal at his age. Yeah.
They're ugly. It's ugly, right. And you can't justify it.
You can't justify. Keep giving guys. It was all about performance. Come on, Chris. We're from the Michael Jordan era. You know that now. Jordan was underpaid for a long time. I'm from the Chicago area.
Until his last 2 years, to be honest.
His last 2 years, exactly. He was underpaid. Heavily, John Hot Rod Williams was getting paid more than him. These owners have better straighten up, and they better correct the market, or they're going to really have themselves even worse with the law of diminishing returns. I'm not giving Dak $60 million. I'm not giving any of those guys except for Patrick Mahomes. Look what Frisco's done with Mr. Irrelevant, making $800,000 to $900,000. If you got great coaching, a great staff, you already got the structure in place, you better start playing the game Frisco is playing, because look what they've done the last 2 years, and look what everybody
But they got to win. You could play that game you want.
They got to win.
If they don't win.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm not mad at it.
That's what Rob and I say, Rob. Pay the player, the position.
Pay. If a guy produces, you should pay him. Yep. And if he doesn't, I don't care what position he plays or when his contract's up, Chris. Like that's what we're saying. No doubt. Thanks, Ramon. We appreciate you. Let's go to John in Lexington, Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Yes, sir. Lifelong Cowboy fan here. Love you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
I 100% agree with letting it play this year out. We've been in Dak Prescott purgatory for long enough. It's time to move on. If we can't at least get to an NFC championship game. So I'm happy with it, and I hope it plays out. Let them test the market. I don't see any way anyone's going to give them 50-plus.
Let me ask you this, John. Are you worried that you know Jerry flips, and Jerry sometimes will say one thing and then wind up, you know, like paying? Will you think he'll be able to hold this and not give in to Dak and, you know, liking Dak and then paying him?
Well, if history tells us anything, then he's going to pay him. And I just hope that he's finally changed his mind. Maybe Steven is in his ear or whoever needs to be, because I mean,
well, let me ask you this part.
Uh-huh.
What if, you know, Dak ends up let's say again, like I said, you guys get to the second round again, Dak plays fine, he has a good regular season, is okay in the playoffs, but doesn't lift you to a victory. Are you fine starting all over at quarterback? Because that's what it could come down to.
Absolutely. I'd go to the draft. Maybe Trey Lance is something, probably not. Even I'd take a season or two with Cooper Rush or something like that. So, yes, absolutely, I am, 100%.
All right. It can get lonely, though, Rob. You know that. It's tough finding that quarterback
sometimes. When they did put Cooper Rush in, Chris, they were winning games. I'm not saying he's Dak, but they did win games.
He turned into a pumpkin eventually.
All right. I get it.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. Of course, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. You'll be able to call in next hour and trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so get your takes ready.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, we got our man with the theme music. Yeah, former NFL offensive lineman, now a superstar here on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends. Our man, Ephraim Salam. What up, brother?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing, man?
Man,
we
doing
are good.
All right,
Let's
man. How
start
are you?
With the news of the day, and that, of course, is the report that the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott, both sides understand he is not getting a contract extension. They're going to give him a prove-it year. And we'll see what happens next offseason. How do you feel about this? Do you think this is a good move by the Cowboys or not?
Uh, Well, they're between a rock and a hard place, right? Because you could say, okay, is Dak Prescott worth $60 million, $65 million?
No way, no how.
Absolutely not, right? Absolutely not. Now, what this does give them is an opportunity to see how far along they can get Trey Lance if they're thinking about moving from Dak and you know, because they don't have to really invest anything in Trey Lance as they try to figure this out. So I think the bigger question is I understand that because I don't believe Dak Prescott is worth $65 million a year. They don't believe he's worth $65 million a year. I'm sure Dak does. So if he does have an unbelievable year and goes out there and they do get to, like, the NFC Championship game and he has, you know, some votes for MVP, then he makes an argument for himself. If not, I think they roll the dice moving forward with Trey Lance.
Well, I think also, Ephraim, I mean, even if – let's say they get to the second round and it's similar to this year, but he plays better in the playoffs or whatever. He goes out on the open market. Nobody's offering him 60. Maybe somebody offers him, maybe his value is 52-ish, right, annually. And then the Cowboys could keep him if they want, but at a lower price than he wants now. So I think that's a possibility too.
I do think they want him to dip his toe in that free agency market. And it may not be exactly what you expect, especially with the young quarterbacks coming out in the draft this year.
Right.
That paired with the young quarterbacks from the previous year. So we have a bevy of young quarterbacks at these teams who really need quarterbacks. So the market will be a lot slimmer than probably Dak and his agents think next offseason. So that's a good thing to keep in mind as well.
Ephraim, I get the NFL. They think they could put anything on and it won't matter. You know, we understand. NFL football, the gambling, they got America's hook. But a Christmas Day game on Wednesday, like they haven't had a game on a Wednesday since 1947. I get it if the game was Sunday or Monday, Ephraim, maybe even Thursday, which people or players are used to it. But are we getting carried away with just putting the game on any day of the week?
Look, two years ago when Christmas was on Saturday, I said, oh, the NFL is getting ready to take over Christmas. Remember, that's an NBA day.
And right, we just talked about it.
It's NBA day. But the NFL saw the numbers, even going up against that slate of NBA games, and it was overwhelming. And then last year, Christmas just happened to this past season, Christmas just happened to be on a Sunday, so that fit with the leap year jumps a couple days. Having the Christmas day, like, they want Christmas. The NFL wants Christmas. You also know that we had a Black Friday game, a game after Thanksgiving this past season. So, you know, it's not out of the realm of reality that the NFL is trying to capitalize on at least 5 of the 7 days a week. That's just a brand. You got to remember, they're trying to get that annual revenue up over $21 billion a year. That was a goal set forth by Roger Goodell and the NFL about 5 or 6 years ago, up on that number.
Do you remember Who Wants to Be a Millionaire when Regis Philbin was the host of it?
Oh, yeah.
It was the biggest thing on television. And then they were like, got greedy. And they were like, we're going to put it on every day.
And
it went from one, Chris, you remember that? And it crashed because it wasn't that special. And I'm not saying the NFL is going to crash, but I think you can sometimes outstretch your boundaries. There are things that people are looking for. And I know Friday, Black Friday, you might pay attention. There's other things you might need to do. You just got to be careful. And I think this is one of them.
But I tell you what, if you came home on a Wednesday night and there was an NFL game on, wouldn't you tune in?
No, I get it. I'm just saying as players.
Right, they're not at that point yet, that's for sure. And
I feel for
the NBA, man, because they've taken Christmas from the NBA.
Oh, it's gone.
Right, no doubt about it.
They know that. They know that. And they're going to capitalize on it. And look, they don't even have to put it on a network. You could put it – I mean, they had 30 million people signed up for Peacock on the Black Friday game or whatever. It was crazy.
Well, it was free now. You got free to sign up to see that game, and they hope that you stick around. So it was.
Well, it
doesn't
matter
great.
As long as you. Can
No. I'm just saying, but it was free. It was free, and that was a way to get people to try Peacock, right? And then, you know what I mean? Then sign up. It's a smart move. It's good business.
Of course.
Ephraim, what do you think about the new kickoff rule? I love it. I think it's great. But what are your thoughts on the new kickoff rule?
I understand what they're trying to do. Look, and I'm all for, you know, player safety and so on and so forth. I do miss a regular kickoff because you wouldn't have the Devin Hesters and D'Angelo Halls and all of those guys, the Joshua Cribbs, right, who made the return game so electric.
Billy White Shoes Johnson. I'm old. Billy White Shoes Johnson.
I know Billy. Billy was in Atlanta as one of the advisors when I got drafted there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that nickname. Was he the first one? I think him and Joe Namath might have been the first two guys to wear white cleats.
Yeah, but he was the one who really coined celebration. Like, he right. really
oh,
was
yeah,
out
he
there
was
celebrating.
Definitely the one with
like,
the celebrations.
He's the godfather of yep. celebrating. But, you know, look, I miss that aspect of the game because it gave you an opportunity, right? You knew, okay, if they kicked the ball off, we got an opportunity to really score. Nowadays, the ball is flying into the stands. Right. I mean,
only 20% of kickoffs were even returned this year.
And the other thing, too, that I don't like, that you can't onside kick, and I know it's not done often. But Sean Payton might not have a Super Bowl if it wasn't for that. He might be out of a job now.
Absolutely right.
I'm willing to give up the onside kicks though for the return. I think the kickoff return.
But
to
an
me
onside
is just
kick
about
though,
I
think every once in a while, Chris, is cool. I do think an onside.
No,
kick.
I would want to keep it, but I'd sacrifice it for kickoff returns.
It allows you to have a chance. Right, if you're down two scores and you score, it gives you the perception of a chance, and that's what entertainment is all about. So you're saying we have a chance. Yes, it's a 3% chance, but you have the ability, and we've seen it go the other way where teams recovered it and gone down the score and either tied or won the game.
That big right. Packers-Seattle game, don't forget where the guy
absolutely,
fumbled the
yeah.
onside kick, Chris. That was a big game.
Yeah, I like the returns better. And I mean, now with the new rules, you're getting very few onside kicks anyway as far as recoveries. But I get it. It'd be nice to have. But I think, and I know it didn't pan out this way, Ephraim, in the XFL, but I think this format looks like you should get more return, like touchdown returns.
Yeah, it looks like having them that close together and having them without the running start. Look, I'm okay with it, man. I just want excitement. I love the game. I love the excitement of it. I love the entertainment value of it as now a fan and no longer a player. So I'm all on. I love football. I love the NFL. And I don't want them to take away the entertainment aspect of it. You know, I don't want them overly coming down and policing the game in a way that you suck out the entertainment value, because that's what it is. It's entertainment.
Yep. All right. Speaking of entertainment, that's our man, Ephraim Salam. Very entertaining. All right, brother. Thank you, man.
All right. Y'all stay safe, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Rob, remember Jimmer Fredette?
Yes.
He's back. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, deputy opinion editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, where a successful game plan starts with the right players, the team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart. So lace up your sneaks and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Shekel City is now.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go, Chris. Shekel City, best bet. Let's start there. I got Sacramento -1.5, and the Kings are hosting the Dallas Mavericks. That's 10 p.m. Eastern time, so that's later on tonight. And I got New Orleans +1.5. They're at home against OKC. OKC 49-21. Wow.
Second
what a season
West,
for them. Man. And, Chris, I picked this before the game started. It's 7-6, so it's kind of an even game. You might want to bet in the second half. But I took Golden State only -4.5 against Miami with nobody. I think Pat Riley's playing tonight. There's nobody on the bench.
Well, Rob, we've seen it a few times this year where, you know, when a lot of stars are out,
oh, yeah,
teams step up. Yeah. So you never
No,
know.
It happens too, but I'm not going to take them there. So I got Golden State -4.5. I got Sacramento -1.5, Chris, and New Orleans +1.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, I don't know if you've heard, but Jimmer Fredette is back. He's back, Rob, as the leader of Team USA. So in the 2024 Olympics, 3-on-3 basketball is now an Olympic sport. And our team is this, Jimmer Fredette, Canyon Berry, son, one of the sons of Rick Berry, Kareem Maddox, and Dylan Travis. Now, that crew finished second place. They got the silver medal in the 2023 FIBA World Cup, Rob. They lost to Serbia in the championship. Serbia's top ranked. And in 2020, we didn't even qualify. So, you know, good for Jimmer. I got to say this, though, Robin. I know his thing was he's a shooter, right? I mean, at least from a name standpoint, is that the best we could do?
Is there nobody else? I'm with you.
Really? Canyon Berry? God bless them. They're a great basketball family. But Jimmer Fredette, Canyon Berry, Kareem Maddox, and Dylan Travis. I mean, maybe they thought,
they,
I get
did they
that
think it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar when they signed that guy up? They just figured it out. That's not Kareem.
I mean, Rob, I guess could there be a little different strategy to 3-on-3, right, than 5-on-5? Yeah, I'm game for that, I guess. But let's look at these guys. Jimmer Fredette played, what'd he play, about 6 seasons roughly in the NBA, 6 years. He averaged 6 points a game, Rob. Let's look at Canyon
Berry. Is that what he averaged? He's supposed to be a hot potato when
he
came into the...
He couldn't get any space for his little...
I was going to say, he got space in college. He ain't get space in the NBA.
He was great in college. Canyon Berry never made it to the NBA. Played 3 years at the College of Charleston and 1 year at Florida, but put up, you know, decent numbers, 20 points a game 1 year at Charleston. Kareem Maddox, let's see what about Kareem. Well, it didn't never got to the NBA either. And what's the guy, Dylan Travis, not in the NBA either. I don't know, right? To me, it's odd. that this is the best we could do. And I'm not trying to rip these guys. I'm happy for Jimmer. And here's the thing, Rob, because a lot of guys, there was something I was hearing the other day. I can't remember who it was that was reading this statistic or this anecdote. But he was saying, he was a broadcaster, and he was saying that polls show that most, I think it might have been Colin Cowherd, maybe, most guys that played high school sports think they could have made it to the pros. Like, had they got a break, the coach didn't like them, they didn't get the look, or there was something that it wasn't their fault. If they had gotten the right looks or opportunities, they'd have made it to the pros. Rob, that tells me how so many people don't understand how good these NBA players are. I played Division III basketball. I went deeper than most in terms of playing sports. There's no way I could have got anywhere near the NBA. Breaks or not, all right? And I think guys don't understand how good these professional athletes are at their sport, Rob. And just because you were nice in high school don't mean you could come close to these guys.
No, I think people are misguided. Everybody thinks they could make the league. It's just not the case.
It's ridiculous. All right, we got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked. Ah, couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.